Welcome back, everybody. We have reached the last segment of the afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, as I speak, there are probably thousands of people across the state of Wisconsin marching and protesting in the Good Trouble Lives On protests, which are happening nationwide today. And they're happening in the evening. Obviously, it's a work day. So unlike No Kings, which was on a weekend, this one's happening in the after work hours. If you're interested in maybe finding one near you and showing up to make your voice heard in our democracy, go to goodtroubleliveson.org. They've got an interactive map there. You can click on Wisconsin and zoom in and find where the closest protest to you may be going on. I'm just going to talk about the ones in Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin very briefly because a few of them are still going on. And folks, if you want to get out there, the sun is now shining in southeastern Wisconsin. The weather is fine. It is cool. It is beautiful. Go out there and make your voice heard. In Milwaukee, on the east side, near the Colectivo on Lincoln Memorial Drive, that's right on the lakefront, that protest will be going on until 7 p.m. tonight. So go out there, get a good cup of joe from a local Milwaukee roaster and make your voice heard. Also in the Lincoln Village area, protesters are rallying and holding up signs on the West Lincoln Avenue Bridge near 2333 South 6th Street from 4 to 5:30 p.m. That one is concluded, but I bet you if you're driving by that bridge, folks are still there. Give them a honk if you believe that we deserve better. In Glendale, protesters are holding up signs in the Interstate 43 bridge overpass between West Greentree Road and North Port Washington Road. Again, in Glendale, on the Interstate 43 bridge overpass between West Greentree and North Port Washington Road. In Brookfield, people are gathering at North Main Street and West Blue Mound. They are there from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. In Waukesha, protesters gathering on the sidewalk in front of Cutler Park at 321 Wisconsin Avenue. Get out there, say hi to your friends and neighbors in Waukesha. In Muskego, they're on Moorland Road and Janesville Road. Get out there. They are still going at it. And in Menominee Falls, protesters are gathering at Centennial Plaza, which is on Main Street from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Again, if you want to make your voice heard this afternoon, folks, go to goodtroubleliveson.org. They've got an interactive map. You can see all of the many, many, I think over 25 protests going on across the state of Wisconsin. I couldn't even keep count. I couldn't even count up all the little dots on the map. There were so many of them. Excuse me. What is Good Trouble Lives On? What is that referring to? Oh, and by the way, it's in more than 50 towns and cities, quoting from a Journal Sentinel article of this morning, 50 towns and cities across the state of Wisconsin. The name Good Trouble Lives On, that comes from a phrase coined by the late Representative John Lewis, a pioneering civil rights advocate who served as a Georgia congressperson for several decades. Here's what he also said. Our struggle is not the struggle of a day, a week, a month, or a year. It is the struggle of a lifetime. Never, ever be afraid to make some noise and get into good trouble, necessary trouble. Today also marks the fifth anniversary of John Lewis's death. I believe in good trouble. I believe that nasty women vote. Get out there, make your voices heard. That's how we take back our democracy. John from Milwaukee, thank you for calling in. What you got for us this afternoon, sir?
Well, I was out at a protest in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Over 300 people. We had a great turnout for a Thursday afternoon. Overwhelmingly good support from the citizens, beeping their horns as they drove the two, three blocks past Cutler Park. It was just a wonderful experience. And I just, if anybody's seen a protest going on today, I got to tell you, the lifeblood is the beeping horn. You can just feel the energy in the protesters to have that support.
Oh, John, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for getting out there and making your voice heard. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, we can do this, but it is going to require every single one of us, not just progressives and Democrats, but Republicans and conservatives of good faith who see what is going on with crystal clear eyes, who will not be distracted by the lies and the manipulations coming out of the MAGA movement, who know deep in their bones that we so very much deserve so very much better. Folks, keep making that good trouble. Again, if you want to find a protest near you, go to goodtroubleliveson.org. And thank you to Representative John Lewis for being an inspiration to all of us. Folks, tomorrow on the Maggie Dawn Show, we've got State Representative Robin Vining, who just announced her run for state Senate. She'll be joining us at 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we've got the Executive Director of Feeding Wisconsin. She'll be talking about the incredibly draconian and terrible impacts that we're seeing for folks that are food insecure. Over 85% of people that live in rural counties in the state of Wisconsin are food insecure. I'm going to say that again. 85% of people that live in rural counties are food insecure, and Donald Trump is cutting emergency food assistance. Unbelievable. And at 5:30 tomorrow, I'm going to tell you what mainstream media is missing in their Jeffrey Epstein coverage. You're not going to want to miss it. Y'all take care out there. Keep making good trouble. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.